Thank you.
I'm going to talk about the amendment that protects what I'm doing right here and what she's doing right there. All right. That sound that you have been hearing over the past several months is the sound of the authors of our Constitution rolling in their graves. Our founding fathers wrote into the Constitution the right to the freedom of religion. It was there before they wrote it, of course, but they explicitly acknowledged it. And not only did they put it in the Constitution, they featured it, we might say, in the Bill of Rights. And not only did they feature it in the Bill of Rights, they put it first. How tragic it is, therefore, that the present administration should choose this right to infringe. In decreeing that religious institutions must abide by rules that violate their core religious convictions, the present administration has declared war, not just on religion, but on the very principles upon which it itself was established. Let's remember, it wasn't the Catholic Church or any Protestant church that articulated the right to the freedom of religion. It was the authors of the very government in whose name the present administration pretends to act. We do not ask that the United States government abide by a religious principle formulated by our own church. Instead, we ask that it abide by the civil principle formulated by its own creators. Americans of faith, however they feel about the issue of contraception, are now banding together to stand not only with their own churches, but with those who laid the foundations of our form of government. If the Obama administration can infringe upon this first right, all of our other rights are placed in jeopardy. Thank you.